by Barclay for Senate.
Live. It's the live Saturday edition. We are launching into hour number two of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves just by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free, so enjoy it at freetalklive.com. So last hour, I asked a question, and I don't know if we ever got a real substantive answer.
Well, it's a difficult question to answer.
It's a simple question.
Well, but
the question is, if you're voting on Tuesday in the presidential election, and you're really excited about the candidate you're voting for, and I guess you could get more excited about third-party candidate, I suppose, because they actually are different in a lot of ways than the main two. But if you're voting for one of the main two candidates and you're really excited about the candidate, why? 1-800-259-9231. The answers we got were real surface-level, just political distraction-style answers about how one's a better campaigner. He's not negative. Or he's brand new. Or he's a maverick. Or whatever it is that no one said the maverick thing. But these are the kinds of things that they talk about in the media. So, of course, this is what people are reflecting as far as what their reasons for voting are. Oh, one of the other reasons was he's more open-minded. He's more open-minded. And of course, everybody believes the last person
and
we talked to.
I suspect that I'm only drawing a conclusion from what I heard in the call, but I don't really see. I'm not going to draw any conclusions. I don't really see any open-mindedness in either candidate. Really,
no,
the
both
candidate's going to be open-minded. Are they going to listen to what people want and give it to them, or what are they going to? What's this open-mindedness?
Yeah, it's just
thing?
it's so nonsensical.
I mean,
it's meaningless.
Both of these candidates have lodged votes in the past. I would say that Barack Obama is probably more partisan than John McCain has been in his voting. John McCain's crossed the aisle a great deal.
But that doesn't
voting
mean anything.
It
that
doesn't
just
mean
means you're politically
either
back-scratching.
Right.
It just means you're
mean
log-rolling
anything.
These people are political, they're political hacks, and that's what they do. They've managed to hack their way to the Senate, and they're just more of the same. It's the status quo all over again. Just because you put a younger woman into the picture and throw a young black male into the picture doesn't mean that anything has significantly changed. It's going to be business as usual. And so I'm still looking for that substantive call from somebody who's really excited. But, of course, this is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. But also I wanted to touch on the idea that this could possibly be changed, that something could change, that there really could be some sort of radically amazing candidate to vote for as far as one of the major two parties are concerned. Because, Mark, you said that the system is broken. You said the system is awful. You said it's broken. But the thing is, you can't repair it. Because what they'll tell you is, well, if you don't like it, you can run for office.
Right. What it takes to become president of the United States? Ross Perot is a billionaire and he couldn't do it.
But not just president, Mark. You got to start small. So start at representative. Let's go to the John Stossel. I mean, I don't have the audio. I'm not going to play it for you. But go to the John Stossel special, the Politically Incorrect Guide to Politics. And, Mark, I did mention it's freekeen.com. That's, you can spell Keen K-E-E-N or K-E-E-N-E. But if you go to freekeen.com, you'll be able to watch that John Stossel special in its entirety. And one of the most brilliant parts was where he talked about the system of running for office. You know, the whole idea that, well, if you don't like it, you can change it. Use the system to change the system. Well, good luck, because they talked to one lady that was running, I think, down in the South for the House of Representatives seat at the national level, and they showed the 500-page guidebook that is from the Federal Elections Commission in regards to all of the federal elections rules that one has to follow if one is running for the House of Representatives.
Someone follows them.
Somebody who has a bunch of lawyers on their side who knows the system, how to work the system, someone like one of the incumbents.
Right.
And so this woman is a doctor. She's not a lawyer. She has no idea what she's doing. If you mess up a form, they fine you like $100 a day for every day that you are late or you made a mistake. take. And that's just one example
incumbents
of the madness.
Win 90-something percent of the time. So running up against an incumbent is an expensive and unlikely proposition.
Right.
You know, it's expensive because it'll cost you a lot of money. Unlikely that you'll win.
Sure.
So people
the odds are against you, right?
People don't do it except other political creatures. And they're all wealthy because they've already made their money. And
they were lawyers. They used the system. And, you know, there's one scene where he's actually interviewing several lawyers about the whole idea of campaign finance reform, which, of course, old John McCain was the sponsor of that particular legislation, supposed to pull all the big money out of politics, right?
That didn't happen.
Yeah, that worked. And he's talking with these lawyers that support the idea, and just watching these smarmy jerks make excuses for their system. You know, Stossel is talking about how it doesn't seem to matter what happens with when these laws are passed, because the problems just keep coming. And the one lawyer, the lawyer actually admitted it. He actually said, well, yeah, that's just, you know, they write laws to solve one problem and it creates other problems. And he didn't go on because they cut the clip there. But that's essentially what lawyers, that's how they make their living. They keep making
laws.
They
solve problems.
The laws cause more problems because it's the law of unintended consequences.
Right.
When you use coercion, when you use force, which is the only tool the government has, you always get unintended consequences. And so when those unintended consequences pop up, it gives the lawyers more reason to write more laws so they can have more clients.
I would agree with you that
then they run for office.
It would be a good thing if we had different people from different backgrounds running, but and
that's not what I was suggesting.
It's a bad thing that they're all the vast majority of them are all lawyers representing one field, but I don't think that we'd have a significantly better, maybe somewhat better, but not a significantly better system if
I was
we had
not
doctors and
I wasn't
you know,
suggesting
chiefs
that.
Of business.
You're reading
like that.
It. No, you're reading
I'm
into
just
what
making
it,
sure that
right.
That people
I'm not
interpret
that.
What you're saying is
I,
that.
I think the federal government should be abolished completely, and if not abolished, it should be ignored. I think that we need to get them out of our lives as much as possible. And no, I don't believe that putting regular folks in would do any better, because the issue is using power. The issue is coercion and threats of violence against our neighbors, and that's what the system inherently does. But just as another example of how broken the system is, and the whole idea that you should use the system to change the system. There was another thing that Stossel pointed out in his excellent special, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Politics, where they, I think it was a Colorado University professor or something like that, brought some forms into his students in his class, and they were like government forms. And this was for state-level stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So probably less complicated than the federal-level stuff.
One might be able to draw that conclusion.
He gave 2020 brought a bunch of people in. They paid them to fill out these forms. And he also did it with his classes. So over hundreds of people.
College students.
Yes, educated people were asked to fill out these forms. Not one filled it out without some sort of violation of the law. Not one person. So the whole idea that you could possibly change this system from the inside seems to me completely ludicrous. Maybe at a state or local level you'd have a chance to do it, and maybe here in New Hampshire we've got a bunch of wonderful liberty-loving activists coming here and getting active. Maybe we'll have a chance as far as the political realm, but it's crazy. Let's go to your phone calls about whatever you want and talk to Henry in South Carolina listening to WSCFM. Hello, Henry. Hello.
Hello.
Henry?
Yes,
are
I'm here.
And go.
You're on the air.
Hey, very nice. I was listening to my phone radio, and it's amazing the things that you hear. My thing is, my candidate that I'm looking at is giving this country another hope, another fresh breath of saying we all, as one people, can stand and finally pull ourselves back up by our bootstraps, put jobs back into the inner cities where they need to be, and get people to believe in themselves again when we have come so far away from that. We've taken so many things from us, ourselves, and given it to other countries. Our jobs, all of our wares and everything are going out of the country and then being sold right back to us, when we could have been like making cars or bicycles back in this country. Whatever it was we were making We did our oath building by hand.
Let's focus on jobs. I want to focus on jobs because you're saying that your candidate, whoever he is a breath of fresh air and hope, and there are going to be jobs. So I want to know how that's going to happen because certainly you've been paying attention to that, right? Hang on. We're going to bring you back because the politicians have been talking for a long time about we need jobs and jobs and jobs. Jobs is always mentioned by politicians every 4 years. So what I want to know is from Henry.
This guy's going to do it.
Why is this different? What's the plan this time? It's Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverInc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it is your show, and you can bring up anything just by dialing toll-free 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
This is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free. We've got a wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Just head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive for free. That's wiki, W-I-K-I.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over spring break. This March, join other libertarians from around the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. IHS provides housing and meals during the concert. Excuse me, conference. Apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through the 12th, or Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, March 14th through the 19th. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information. That's libertarianseminars.com.
All right, toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Coming up, we'll tell you how one of these politicians, and they probably both would were they given the chance, but one of the politicians has thrown one of his family members under the bus. We'll explain what that's all about, and this is supposedly an open-minded person. We'll get to that. But first, we continue with your phone calls about what you want. Go to Gene in Tennessee on the AMP line. Hello, Gene. Yep, thank you for that.
Hello?
We're on with Gene right now. Hello, Gene.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to tell everybody why the Christian anarchist feels good about casting his vote on Tuesday for Barack Obama. He's definitely my man. He's got long history of voting for strictly along constitutional lines. He's against the Federal Reserve. He wants to abolish the Federal Reserve. He wants to eliminate the income tax. As a medical doctor, he's delivered over 4,000 babies. And the man has actually got integrity and honesty on his side. Oh, no, wait a minute. I'm talking about Ron Paul.
Oh, I thought I was a little confused there at first.
Oh, yeah, that's it. It was Ron Paul that I'm going to be voting for on Tuesday. Yeah, I'm going to write him in.
The one candidate with an original message, the one candidate that you could actually claim was open-minded, the one candidate worth actually listening to, of course, was voted out of the early Republican primaries because, well, Americans don't want to hear that stuff, do they? And Gene?
And I'll tell you, I do feel good about voting for Ron Paul on Tuesday. He's the only man that I feel like casting a vote for. But as far as your dilemma about voting, as I've mentioned in the past, that I participate in the cult ritual of voting, the cult of government, in that simply as a form of convincing others that liberty is the way to go. And I realize that for the most part, it's nothing more than cosmetic. You're not really going to make a change. You're not really going to make a difference. But it does help convince those who are blinded by the cult that maybe there's another way. I mean, it doesn't necessarily help convince them just by your act of voting. But when you're able to talk to people about your positions and how you feel, that can sometimes sway people over to the liberty side.
Good point, Gene. Thanks for the call tonight. Let's go back. I'm sorry. I forgot Henry. Henry was still there. And that's what my board op was trying to tell me in my ears there a moment ago. Henry, you are on Free Talk Live. I apologize. I spaced on your call, but you're back.
That's okay. Getting back to what you asked me, I see by him taking the money from the taxes from the people that have more in their tax brackets, taking that money and then funneling it down into putting it back into the system and making jobs within the system of our small states and putting people back to work.
Okay, that's what we were going to talk about was this jobs thing, because we're talking, I'd ask for somebody to call if they're excited about the candidate they're voting for and tell us why and to give us some real substantive reasons. You're the first person to kind of to scratch the surface on this with actually bringing up an issue instead of some sort of surface political distraction sort of thing that we've been hearing about.
The political distraction about them is just the hoopla that they all go through every year.
Yeah. So let's focus on the jobs, Henry. I don't want to make sure we zero in on this issue because you're saying tax the rich people, take that money, you said put it back into the system so more people in smaller areas can have jobs. Did I understand you correctly?
Yes.
What now, how does that work exactly? You're saying the government is going to do what with that money? They're going to take that money? I get that they're going to tax people, but then what do they do with the money exactly?
Well, I would see them, like, we have these big problems all over our country with the roadways. Using that for one example, I mean, we ride through seasonally, and we got potholes all over.
Yeah, the government sucks at building roads.
Yeah, well, that would be getting people back out there. That's man labor that you need to do it with. We know we have machines, but this is just a hypothetical thing off the top of my head. We can use that to get people back into the job system and get them off of welfare or being homeless and give them something stable to do. Opening it back up some of these warehouses that we used to make things where this government really got themselves back on their tracks.
Opening up warehouses.
So, Henry, you're proposing that a great deal of Americans go to work for the government, not trying to regulate business to bring jobs back from foreign countries, but in fact employing Americans to do those jobs for the government. So the government sort of nationalizing those jobs.
The government be running those warehouses?
Most of what the government had done was to give or take all of the... Okay, I'm getting so excited about this.
All right, calm down. Here's a quick question. I want to clarify. You said you wanted to reopen. Now, I understand the roads thing. Government definitely has been taking care of the roads, so you're just saying add more government bureaucrats to the road department. But what about the issue that you suggested with opening up warehouses that were long since closed? Are you suggesting the government would be running those operations?
Well, the government can do that or have a small businessman run that, which would he would go out and get laborers.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm just trying to understand how this would work. Would that be at the behest of the state? Would the government people say, we want to do this, open this warehouse up, and then they bring in a small businessman to have that happen? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes, because he can also – that's what they suggested or what they are suggesting is to take money from the rich – and give it to the middle class. The middle class has to
help
the
poor
lower
people?
Class. Huh?
What about the, is it just the middle class or the poor people too? Do they get some?
Poor people too, because those are the people we all need to help. I mean, America gives away more of our money than we keep our own money.
So you're not talking about, let me see if I'm clear on this, you're not saying that the federal government would figure out which factories to open. You're saying they just give the money to somebody who's in the middle class who wanted the money so they could open up their own factory?
No. What I'm saying is we've Toyota, using for a name, we're putting that car dealership out into another country because the taxes was... The big guys figured the tax was too high, so we'll go over here in Mexico.
Did Toyota, really? They moved to Mexico?
No, man. I'm just using this as a hypothetical.
Oh, okay, because I had understood that Toyota had actually started putting their cars together in Washington as opposed to in Japan. So it was my understanding that Toyota actually moved in
you're
to America.
You're correct.
Okay.
But there's some American companies that are doing otherwise.
Yes, and to get them to come out of those countries and bring those jobs back here where they originated from, this is what we need to do. Give more of an incentive to the little guys to open up these businesses again and put people back to work.
Now, instead I like the idea of incentive. I really do. And I think that there's a particular point at which we can turn on here. And I'm going to bring you back for real this time. Hang on. More with Henry here, because I think his intentions are really good. Like, jobs? Yeah, that's good. Businesses coming back to the country? That's good. Incentive to open businesses? All good ideas. But I think the way you're going about it, and I'd like to explain why, I think the way you're going about it is incorrect. And we'll propose a better idea here in a moment. Free Talk Live.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the SprayYourPlate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Lead from solder and copper pipes. Mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars. Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95. And receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and the features there include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee. It goes back for an entire year as well. So all totally free for you at freetalklive.com. And you know email's not secure, but hey, privacy's dead anyway, right? Wrong. Introducing PrivacyHarbor.com, an easy-to-use secure email alternative. Sign up for a free account today, PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. As we go back to Henry listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Henry, I brought you back because I want to put a proposal on the table here. Okay. We're talking about, you're the first person in an hour and a half of doing this show tonight to actually have some sort of substantive response to my question earlier of, well, if you're voting for one of the major two candidates and you're really excited about it, give me a substantive reason as to why, and you've done so. You said that that you thought that, you know, more jobs needed to be created. You said that you thought that businesses needed to be brought back to the country. They needed to be given the right incentives in order to do that. But what I think that you've gone, the point at which I think you turned in the wrong direction was when you looked to the government to solve the problems that the government actually created. Now, allow me to explain. The reason why there are problems with employment in this country, whether it be jobs or, again, businesses going overseas, is because of government. It's because government people, whether they be Republicans or Democrats, have been for years passing all kinds of levels of regulation at both state, federal, and even local levels on various different business owners around the country. And so essentially what that does is those regulations, whether it be the minimum wage or OSHA regulations or whatever, licensing, there's all kinds of business regulation out there. Those regulations just pile on to business owners, and eventually they say, I've had it. I'm out of here. I really love this country, and I love hiring my friends and the people in my community to do these jobs, but I just can't do business anymore under all these regulations. I'll take my jobs to Thailand or Mexico or wherever it is, Guatemala, where I can get cheap labor, and I can actually offer, therefore, keep my business afloat and continue selling at least my products to Americans so I can continue my dream of manufacturing these widgets. So the business owner doesn't want to leave, but they have to because they want to keep their business going. So they move out of the country, and then everybody gets mad at the business owners for moving out of the country. And of course, the politicians direct this indignance. They get into the media and they start, you know, they attack business owners and they say, these evil corporations moving jobs overseas, how dare they do this to Americans? Well, it's because the politicians were piling on the rules and regs for these people to obey that made them want to leave in the first place. So what? You cannot solve the problem government created with more governmental action. So essentially what you've proposed, and most people don't think about it this deep because the politicians don't encourage this kind of thinking, but essentially what you proposed is that to solve the problem of businesses leaving, we'll tax the richest people, who are, of course, most likely those people that actually are, you know, investing their capital into their business and creating those jobs that you were talking about. We're just going to take more money from them, and then we'll give it as a, you know, give it out as an incentive to try to lure back some of the people that have already left because they were sick and tired of dealing with all this crap. Well, the more you continue to put burdens on those business owners that still exist in this country, and a tax it's an extra burden. I mean, they have to raise their prices in order to pass on those taxes to the consumers. So we all end up actually paying the price for this, by the way, at the cash register. But you keep taxing these people, and you're just going to drive more of them out of the country and create more of the problem that you'd originally intended to solve. And this is what we've seen on this program, looking at all these different government programs and all over all the years doing Free Talk Live. We've seen it over and over again. When you regulate and when you tax, it just makes people not want to do anything. I mean, if I make $100,000 a year and the government comes in and says, well, we're going to raise your tax, or if I make $100,000 and they take $30,000, well, we're going to take $60,000 now because, well, people need that money. Well, why would I want to make as much money if I'm just going to lose a bunch of it? I'll just make less. I'll sit at home. I won't invest. I won't do anything. I'll sit around and, hey, you know what? Maybe I should collect some of that money instead of be paying it out. And I'll just join the welfare program. So the government just screws up people's incentives left and right, and then it claims to come in and fix the problems, which of course just actually propagates them ever further. I hope I've made some sense.
Can I say one thing? And I know, sure. I know I've probably got a dozen other people who want to get on the phone.
Yeah.
Remember, I believe it was back in the 70s, we had housing regulation where rent was pretty much subsidized at a certain point.
I'm familiar with rent subsidies, sure.
Okay. Why can't we do that with taxes? To a great point.
I don't know.
To help get the economy back in and people who want to come back, yes, we have to tax you, but for your business and so the economy can still grow, we subsidize your tax to X amount, according on your business structure, and therefore giving those guys a way to come back in. And one thing you also hit on, a lot of them leave because they don't want to have all these regulations. They want to help pollute the air that we're trying to breathe.
You've been tricked again. Here's the reality. Regulations are beneficial to the biggest players in the game. So if it's environmental regulation or health code or whatever the hell it is, whatever the regulations are, they're beneficial to the existing players who've stuck it out and who want to stay in this particular marketplace. These are the organizations that lobby for the regulations. Whether you believe it or not, it's true. Because when they pass a new environmental regulation, the politicians get to pat themselves on the back. They get to get up and they give speeches about how they're helping the environment and all that, and they're going to really stick it to the corporations. But it's just nonsense because the corporations, all they have to do is hire the right lawyers to figure out the loopholes in the paperwork, or hire the whoever contractors they need to come into compliance with the new regulations. But because they have such an incredible amount of capital at their disposal, they can afford to do these things, and they only have to raise their prices a few cents in order to make up for it. On the other hand, if you are an entrepreneur and you're interested in getting into that particular industry that has just been extra regulated, as according to your proposal, if you want to get into that industry, then they've just set the bar 10 feet higher. Now you have to spend more in order to get into the industry, in order to compete, in order to innovate, in order to bring much-needed competition to these old dinosaurs that have been at it forever. You know, these old businessmen that don't want to change, they have the politicians in their pockets. So whenever you hear the politicians talking about saving the environment with more regulations, they're just shoring up the business for their buddies in those big corporations that you just like so much. I thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls about what you want. It is John in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John. John? In Michigan.
Yes, how you doing?
Great, John. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I called to talk about North American Command.
What is that?
The military?
Correct.
Okay.
They just activated it recently by posting troops with it. And most of the talk shows that have been talking about it have been incorrectly stating what it's all about.
What are you referring to? I'm a little confused.
Well, North American Command is part of the military, and their role is Homeland Defense.
Okay, are you talking about the news story recently that said that that military members will be patrolling the streets of America? They'll be used as essentially crowd control, confiscating weapons, that sort of thing. You're talking about that news release from a couple months ago?
Correct.
And what is it you're saying that people have got wrong about that?
Well, they're saying that it's simply made up of the 1st Brigade of the 3rd Infantry. And what they have attached to it is a battalion of mechanized infantry, which is approximately 1,000 men. They have a regiment of Marines attached to it, which are going to be deployed with light armored vehicles.
Do you know where or when these deployments are going to happen? Have they happened yet?
No, they haven't. But if you remember last summer in Indianapolis, they had a regiment of Marines practicing.
Yeah, they've been doing stuff like that. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that up because it is a critical issue. The idea that posse comitatus is dead, of course, the old doctrine from the 1800s that said you're not supposed to use the military as police.
Bush has crossed the Rubicon.
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, they've actually got a homeland assignment now, and according to John there, they're just waiting to bring out the troops into the streets. How are you going to feel then? It's Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free. So enjoy those. And if you like the show and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, we need you to vote for us in the Podcast Awards. It happens once a year. And we need you to go to podcastawards.com, scroll down the page, go to the political category, select Free Talk Live, scroll down a little further, fill out a couple of fields, and submit your form. Now, you probably will have an email sent to you just for verification purposes to make sure you're a real live person, but your vote for Free Talk Live will really help us out. We've won podcast awards 3 years in a row, and last time I think we were one of only two shows that had actually ever won three podcast awards in a row, so this will be our fourth if you help us out, and it'd be a big deal for us. So please go to podcastawards.com and vote for Free Talk Live in the political category. Again, that's podcastawards.com. We continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want, and we go to Austin listening to WSVG in Virginia. Austin, you're on Free Talk Live.
As well as WCHV, just so you know.
But, I'm sorry, they got it wrong. Yeah, CHV in Charlottesville. We got a couple stations, I guess they got confused. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm actually voted for the first time in 2006. I'm like 24 years old, and I've never cared about the political process. And Barack Obama was actually the person who got me enthusiastic about politics. But like ever since, you know, just like a lot of other people, you know, when I heard Ron Paul actually started believing in libertarianism. But my biggest issue, you know, you talked about earlier, if you vote for Democrats, you just vote for war. But I mean, like I also supported Dennis Kucinich and Mike Gravel. You know, I donated to both of their campaigns as well. Because, you know, peaceful or non-interventionist foreign policy is the most important thing to me.
Was Dennis Kucinich, you know, I have to question you on that, because we paid attention to Mr. Kucinich. Obviously, he was sort of the most peace-oriented candidate on the side of the Democrats in the primaries. And so we were looking closely at his position, and it seemed to be that he was advocating peace in the realm of Afghanistan and Iraq, but at the same time, he seemed to have his own wars that he wanted to go and foist in other countries.
Darfur and stuff.
Yeah, so it didn't seem to me like he was truly a peace candidate in the realm of, like, a Ron Paul. But that said, go ahead with your thoughts.
And then the other thing I just wanted to say quickly is when it comes down to, like, all those people who vote for, like, the lesser of two evils, you know, I mean, with all those people who go, well, I'm just going to be voting for John McCain or Barack Obama because they're not as bad. I mean, like, if all those people actually came together and actually voted for, you know, one of those four, you know, third-party candidates, I mean, I'm sure that they'd be able to get, like, a lot higher, you know, vote percentages. I mean, all it takes is 5% for them to become a national party and actually have a chance the next go-around.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. It's frustrating. I used to be an activist with the Libertarian Party years ago, and, you know, of course, now the Libertarian Party has completely been decimated and infiltrated and taken over by these conservatives that just want to water it down. But I used to be involved.
Do you think being pragmatic is somewhat important, though? I mean, just to attract votes?
No, because the Libertarian Party was originally, the original concept was to educate people about what liberty is about. And if you've got a candidate like a Bob Barr, who's a former member of the CIA, and who is quoted actually here, Brad Spangler actually quotes Bob Barr as saying that the reason why he's running for the office of president is in order to, quote, rekindle people's faith in government. I think that Bob Barr is another part of the infiltration attempt of the Libertarian Party. So if you get somebody like a Bob Barr out there and these other so-called libertarians calling themselves libertarians, claiming to be talking about liberty, but at the same time advocating for some sort of governmental program, some level of taxation, not talking about being principled and not harming others, they're not talking about that. They're just talking about lower taxes. So now instead of being the party of principle, which is what the Libertarian Party once was, they're now just sort of Republican light. And while I understand why people go in that direction because they want to win the elections, well, maybe your candidates will get 5% if you water down your message.
Or maybe not.
But then nobody will, yeah, maybe not. And then nobody will really understand what a libertarian is, which is one of the reasons why I don't call myself a libertarian anymore. I consider myself a voluntarist or consensualist or free marketeer, something besides libertarian, because I don't want to be associated with people like Bob Barr.
What about Chuck Baldwin?
Oh, gosh. I don't know who's worse between Barr or Baldwin. I mean, Barr,
Baldwin
don't trust.
Said that he would appoint Ron Paul as the Secretary of Treasury. I find that the most motivating thing I've heard recently.
If I had to pick, I'd probably. Oh God, I can't. I couldn't possibly because he's a drug warrior. I mean, and of course so is Bob Barr.
Well, the best candidate on the ballot here in New Hampshire is George Phillies, but he's not going to be on the ballot in at least in 48 states. So.
Right. The Libertarians.
Hater then.
No, I won't vote for anybody, man. I'm not voting for anybody on the national scene. I can't. As somebody that loves liberty, as somebody that understands that in order to be free, I have to allow my neighbors to be free as well. And even if they're going to do something that I might not do with my life, I want to leave them alone so they'll leave me alone. And none of the candidates on the national stage are advocating that. Now, the Libertarian Party used to have that. They used to have candidates that would get out there and tell it like it is. But now they've got a former CIA agent and Politico running. I mean, it's absolutely outrageous and sad what has happened to the Libertarians. But all that said, you know, like you said, you're brand new to all this. So, you know, you might not have been paying attention 8 years ago simply because you might not have been old enough or whatever. So it's understandable that you might see the Libertarians as a possible option, especially when in comparison. I mean, if you're just looking at Bob Barr in comparison to the other two candidates, then, you know, it's an obvious choice. But if you're somebody that has come to the understanding that liberty is the most important thing to be looking at here, there is no candidate advocating true liberty. And I don't think that means they don't deserve any votes whatsoever.
Well, I don't think it's possible for a true liberty candidate to win. I mean,
That's just it. I agree with you. You're right. I mean, look at what happened to Ron Paul. He got decimated in the election, though he did better than some of the candidates.
Well, Ron Paul's not a true liberty candidate.
He's pretty darn close. Like, Ron Paul's 98% liberty. He's certainly more liberty than anybody in the race right now. And but you're right, though. Americans don't want that.
A lot of people are running under, you know, as Ron Paul Republicans, and you know, there's a chance, although somewhat small, that perhaps maybe down the line, you know, they might become more more liberty, like not Republicans in general, but maybe we might actually have some more Ron Paul like liberty-minded like people.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that. Unfortunately, from what I've seen of that, a lot of these so-called Ron Paul Republicans aren't even close to the realm of Ron Paul. Some of them might be, but they're really endorsing a lot of candidates that are in no way or liberty-oriented when it comes to a number of issues.
We haven't been able to vet them all. However, the thing is, what if they continue? It's what I've seen all along. The Libertarians have been running since 71,
yeah.
And the Republicans seem to do a pretty good job of weeding out the small government people. And I'm not real convinced that we're going to ever save the federal government.
Right. That's where I wanted to go next with this, is that I see where you're coming from and that you're optimistic, and I think that's good. But unfortunately, I think that you're going to do what happens to most people, and that is you'll burn out on the political process because it is hopeless and completely fruitless to get out there and attempt to win at the federal level. What can we do? Mark, do you want to tell this gentleman what he can do?
Well, there's an organization called the Free State Project. We're moving 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state.
You've heard about it?
I tried long enough that I got frustrated. I realized that there was the plum, the delicious fruit full of nectar that the politicians can grab that is Washington, D.C. We will never be able to wrest control from them because
it's hard enough to win a state election.
Powerful.
If we took over New Hampshire, I mean, like, what are they going to do? Like, it's a seed from the country or something?
Yeah.
I mean, what could they
expect? Let's do that.
It could be.
Let's do that. How do you feel about it?
It'd be awesome. The country of New Hampshire.
Yeah, hell yeah. We've got New Hampshire has its own port, international port. It has an international border with Canada. It's relatively small, and its economy is already good. Seceding from the United States would be the best thing that could ever possibly happen in New Hampshire and in any other state, and it's more likely if we move more activists to the same place. Now, to point out,
secession movements are all over the country. Arizona just passed secession legislation. They were just voting on it. I don't know if they passed or not. In the last month, there's all kinds of talk about secession out there. It's not as unlikely as one might think.
Oh, and let me throw you one more here. I don't know how familiar you are with the Free State Project. If you're not, head over to freestateproject.org and learn more about it. We'll tell you a little bit about the Free State Project's Liberty Forum a little bit later tonight. But one more point, since you mentioned the Ron Paul candidates that are running across the country, I believe the Liberty PAC has endorsed something like 40 or a few dozen candidates all across the country as allegedly being Ron Paul Republicans, which to me is questionable. But I'd like to point out that here in New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is an organization that actually ranks the various different state representatives as far as their votes on a liberty basis, they give them a report card every single year, grade from an A through an F. These people have identified over 150 pro-liberty candidates. They've essentially given them their endorsement. So they've looked at their positions, and they've said that, yes, these candidates are pro-liberty enough to where we can say we think that they are worthy of endorsing, which I think is probably as good as the Ron Paul approval process. There are over 150 candidates running here in New Hampshire. You find that anywhere else, I challenge you to find that level of activism anywhere else. Plus, I haven't even talked about the civil disobedience that's going on here. Somebody's going to be doing some marijuana civil disobedience soon. All kinds of non-cooperation is happening here. So if you knew that the best liberty activists were all moving to the same place, would you go there? If so, head over to freestateproject.org, and I thank you for the call. More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.